真是这样，我那么多年来服侍他，他真的越来越甘甜，越来越可爱。
So throughout those years, the more I serve him, the more he became sweeter to me.
而且我越认识他，我就越要爱他。
The more I know him, the more I love him.
因为他实在是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is really the radiance of God's glory.
神的那个极度的荣美，极大的荣耀。
God's exceeding beauty and glory.
极大的荣耀。
Exceeding beauty and glory.
最高的美德。
The most high virtue.
都在耶稣基督身上表现出来。
These are all in Christ Jesus.
哦、oh, ，我们需要更多的在灵里面认识他。
We really need to know him in our spirit.
常常渴慕主，我要更多认识你。
We need to hunger more for him to
know him. 哦，求你将那个赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我。
Ask him for the spirit of revelation.
我要更多认识你。
I want to know you more.
我要更多看见你。
I want to see you.
哦，当你越看到他，越看到他的时候，你就越觉得他可爱。
The more we are able to see him, the more we find him lovely.
你有没有遇到一个人呢？你越看他，你觉得越可爱。
Is there anyone that you see the more and more you love him more?
如果你还没有碰到的话，这个人就是耶稣。
You haven't found one, Jesus is that one.
你要在心灵里面来遇见他。
You need to see him and meet him in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
真的，我越释放他，越觉得他甘甜。
The more I serve him, the more I find him sweet.
我被圣灵充满已经四十多年了。
I was filled with Holy Spirit over 40 years.
越服侍他，越觉得他可爱。
The more I serve him, the more I find him lovely.
我想在世界上你找不到这样一个人。
I don't think you can find anyone in all
this. 只有耶稣是这样。
Only Jesus.
Hallelujah.那我们下面的时间啊、有两位姐妹哈，有一位呢，我不知道这位姐妹在不在哈，王中莹姐妹在吗？
We're going to have a sharing from Sister 王中明。
王中莹姐妹在吗？
王中莹。
哦，好，还有一位是香珍姐妹。
Another Sister 香珍。
对。哎，感谢主，他们两位都坐在前面。
Perfect, they are sitting together.
啊，那个香珍姐妹是台南新生命教会，就是赖淑芳牧师的教会，她是第二次来 Dallas。
Sister 香珍 is from Taiwan, 台南 ，and she's the second time here.
她的见证在那个内在生活训练见证集里面有。
Her testimony is not in the book that we just published.
嗯，你看到她的见证就知道哈，她去年第一次来了以后回去啊，她的生命啊就被翻转过来了。
If you see her testimony, you would know that her life was turned around when she came last time.
那么我们想听一听她的见证呢、啊，这个翻转以后的怎么样？
And we really want to know what happened after her life was turned around.
到现在又如何？嗯。
And how is her life now?
因为他们来也是相当付代价的。
And she pay a great price to come here.
王姐妹呢，也是她带了两个孩子来。
She brought together with her children.
她是在高雄第一次参加我们的内在生活训练过。
She first participated in our meeting in 高雄。
她是在台湾台北士林灵粮堂聚会。
And she goes to a 台湾士林的灵粮堂。She worshiped there.
Yeah, 她一个人来，但是呢，就是买了三张机票。
She came by herself.
是吧？嗯，那，她是参加了高雄的聚会以后，就发现神在她身上开始做工了。
After she attended the Kaohsiung's meeting, she found God working in her life.
所以我们很想听听她的见证啊，就是他们就是也付了相当大的代价来到台南这样。她是第一次来。
Okay, she's first time here.
所以香珍是第二次来，她是第一次来。我想我们会听一些不同的他们的感受。
So one sister came here first time, and the other one twice already.
如果还有时间呢，我们还会请第三位做见证。
You have more time, we will ask a third person to share.
好，香珍你先来说好吧。再没一句。好，可以，好，可以。在这边比较好。
感谢主，我有这种机会来到这个地方。
Thank God for coming here.
这是我第二次来。
This is my second time here.
我第一次来之后回去，我非常的渴慕，而且非常想念在这边的一切我所遇到的事。
The first time I came here, I was so hungry for what we have experienced here.
第一次来的时候，我在这边发现到我自己是如此的罪大恶极。
Okay. The first time I came here, I experienced that I was such a really a big sinner.
我外表可能是一个非常看起来很 nice, 然后看起来让你觉得我很可爱吧。
Well, outwardly I look pretty nice and probably also very lovely too.
但是自从上次我来了这里以后，我发现我里面真的是满了污秽。满了骄傲，而且满了我自己所认为我自己所是的。
And since I came last time, I really experienced that I had so much filth within me, and so much pride.
在上次的第一个礼拜里面，我哭得很厉害。
In the first week of the meeting that I attended last year,
其实
I cried so much.
起初我不知道为什么哭得这么厉害。
First, I didn't know why I was crying.
到了后来，到了第三天，哦，我知道为什么我会哭的那里面，因为我自己没有把自己顺服在主的里面。
And the third day, I realized why I was crying because I did not yield myself to God.
然后我就觉得说我自己没有办法去在主的，我配不得主的爱。
And I felt that I was not worthy of God's love.
所以我开始哭啊。
Then I started crying.
我哭了很久之后，我就跟主说。
And after so much weeping, I told God.
我说主够了吧。
I told the Lord, I think it's enough.
我说我觉得我里面一直出来，我说主够了吧。
I just keep on crying and I said, Lord, is that enough for you?
啊，那到了。第一个礼拜结束之后，第二个礼拜。
So in the second week.
啊，我发现说主那个光好大，好大。
I found God's light is so bright.
回去之后，这样子回去之后，第二个礼拜，第二个礼拜完了，就是在达拉斯的结束完了之后回去。
After I returned to Taiwan.
我持续在我们的 Monday morning, 就星期一的早上，我们在台南都持续有在做聚会。
And then I continue to have meetings in Tainan.
我们跟一些属灵的前辈一起操练祷告。
And I was learning to pray with the others.
那渐渐的我进入学习到如何进入安息。
And slowly I learned to rest in the Lord.
以我自己天然人的个性，我是一个full of energy, 我是一个很有活力的人。
Apparently she's I'm a very active person.
对，我的心不容易静下来，即使我的外表看起来我很稳定，我很稳重。
Outwardly I look pretty cool, and but inwardly I'm really energetic and can't calm down.
那我把自己调整到我自己是一个最佳状态。
So I always try to put my outward appearance to look very good.
但是我心里面一直没有办法去有真正的安息，直到我去做那样子的一个练习。
But inwardly, I just couldn't have the kind of peace until I started to practice it.
渐渐的我的脸上有不一样的光彩。
Slowly I have this radiance going out of from my face.
这样子的变化一直在一直在到了第二次到高雄。
And this kind of experience I had until the second time I was in Kaohsiung.
我看到了那更大的荣耀，主让我看到那更大的荣耀坐在我的里面的时候。
The Lord allow me to see a greater glory within me.
我觉得说主啊，你真的是信实的，你不看我以前的罪。
And I found that the Lord is faithful. He does not actually count my past sins.
主告诉我他要建造我。
And he told me that he's going to build me up.
我当时有点害怕。
I was pretty afraid what God is going to do.
主啊，那个建造是什么？
What do you mean by building me up?
我刚开始会在肉体上我会有一点点软弱。
In my flesh, I was a little bit weak.
可是呢，我觉得说，在那个主里面的那个刚强，就在我里面渐渐的出来了。
And then I felt there is a power and strength within me coming from within me.
那我现在要讲的一个概念就是 input and output 的一个概念。
I'm going to talk about an idea about input and output.
在主的里面，你做的越多，你在他的安息里面你越多的话，你可以活出来的那个安息就会越多。
The more we learn to rest in Him inwardly, the more we can live outwardly.
我要见证的事情可能都是一些生活上的小事情。
Something I'm going to testify will be some details in my life.
主给我的智慧在尤其是在我的家庭跟我的孩子身上。
The wisdom God has given me, especially in my family.
那我对小朋友都是很有负担。
I have a great burden for the children.
在我工作的场合，也是经常要接触到小朋友。
In my workplace, I meet a lot of children.
那我觉得一个渐渐进入一个安息的一个练习，让我的心里可以平静。
And I learn the more I learn about resting in the Lord, the more I feel peace within me.
我渐渐的，我可以把耶稣的一些讯息，我觉得可以从我身上去流露给他们。
And the more I feel that the Lord's message can overflow through me to these children.
我常教小朋友唱一些就是诗歌。
I often teach these children some songs.
小朋友都很惊讶，他们第一次听过这样子的歌。
And the first time they hear about all these Christian songs.
而不是流行歌曲。
It's not those pop songs.
那小朋友的反应是出奇的好。
In the beginning, they really felt they liked it.
那我自己也深受感动。
And I was so touched.
那我自己从自己的小朋友身上去，他们，我操练我自己，但是我实际上应用在他们身上。
And I was, even though I was practicing this resting in the Lord, but I was applying this on these children.
我觉得基督的生命，我觉得我有信心，基督的生命在我的里面。
And I have faith that Jesus' life is in me.
那我经常在除了这个以外，在我的家庭，就在我们的，我做一个小生活上的一个小见证，就是说。有一年，今年年初，我们家附近整个 community 整个社区都在招小偷。
I have another thing to share is that around my neighborhood there were a lot of thieves going around.
那最不幸的是，我们家门做的最好看。
And fortunately, the thieves found our door particularly interesting.
这个门刚好是在我去年来达拉斯的时候在整修。
And the door was being fixed when I was in Dallas.
这回去之后，我就再把它继续弄好，弄得更漂亮。
So I made it look even nicer, and then it was really looking good.
那在今年的过年的期间
，And when during this year's New Year,
我们家隔壁的有好几户都被偷。
And all my neighbors were well, not some of my neighbors were actually being visited by thieves.
整个社区都很恐慌。
And they were all afraid.
他们甚至连屋顶把它 掀掉，然后小偷就这样进入了。
They were using a very interesting method of entering the house.
我是一个非常粗心的人。
I'm not really a very you know into fine details.
我经常忘记关窗户。
And I often allow my windows open.
这是我们的，我要奉主耶稣基督的名感谢主。我家从来没被偷过。
And I thank God in name of Jesus because I was never visited by these thieves.
那在那一次，我知道整个社区都在招小偷的时候，我在我的电话旁边贴了一个 note.
So when I know that, I knew that there were this all these thieves problem, I actually left a note over just near my telephone.
那我电话旁边写的这个 note 是我的一个祷告文。
And this note is just a prayer.
它上面写着主啊，请你在我家的四周围安营。
And in my prayer I said, Lord, please send angel encamping around my house.
那小偷不会进来我家。
Therefore, thieves will not be able to enter.
那恐怖的事情不会进到我家。
The horrors will not come into my house.
在此同时呢，我们家对面住着一个警察。
And there is also a police living right across my house.
那个警察相当的恐怖。
And that police looks pretty terrifying.
因为他是一个比较心情不稳定的警察。
Apparently he is not very emotionally stable.
他曾经拿着枪去对着他的家人。
He was using his gun and pointing at his own family members.
所以他在警察的记录里面，他是一个黑名单。
So he was actually blacklisted in the police department.
所以呢，我心里面其实对他也是有点畏惧。
So I was pretty afraid of this guy.
当我一点点冒犯，让我不觉得我冒犯他，但是他觉得。
Sometimes he felt that I'm actually doing something not of his liking.
我也曾经为这个警察做祷告。
And I pray for this guy.
我也是说，主啊，你在我家四围安营，叫他不要闯进来。
And I pray a prayer of protection around my house so that this guy will not approach even near my house.
感谢主，都没事。
And I thank God that nothing happened.
这一切的一切的力量的来源。
And all this the strength the source of this strength
都是从我在安静当中得到的力量。
It's all coming from when I was waiting on God.
我可以在那边，有时候我不一定坐在那里。
Okay, sometimes I'm not just sitting there.
我整天在做我的家事情的，做家事做工作的时候。我心里面都还是在祷告。
So I often pray while I'm actually doing housework or working.
我不是一个喜欢做家事的人。
I'm not into housework.
但是感谢主，我都还是做了。
And thank God, God gave me strength to do all these.
以前会有 complain, 但是现在没有了。
There were a lot of complaints before, but no, not now.
我常常在晚上的时候。叫家人把衣服赶快洗完澡之后赶快把衣服放着，我要洗衣服。
And I often tell my family members to after they are having shower day to put away their dirty clothes.
我在一边洗衣服的时候，我在等那个 washing machine 好的时候，我一边在旁边安静。
So while I'm washing the clothes and waiting for the clothes to be ready, I was quiet before the Lord.
即使我在等待的时候，主也跟我在那边洗衣服。
And I'm sure that when I was doing that, the Lord was with me washing the clothes.
我最讨厌的是厨房的工作。
I really hated the kitchen work.
但是主给我智慧。
And God gave me wisdom.
他叫我要教小孩子做饭。
And God gave me a wonderful wisdom to allocate my work to the children.
我的两个小朋友，一个是11岁，一个是9岁。
Two of my kids, one is 11 years old, the other one is 9 years old.
Yeah. And they are boys.
They're all boys, all boys.
我叫男孩子去做饭给我吃。
Can you imagine having boys cooking for you?
我的大儿子很会煮牛排。
Oh, and my older boy was a steak specialist. 嗯，
煮给我智慧，叫我教他们做。
And God really gave me wisdom to teach them how to do that.
这个也是在煮，在安静当中煮，常常给我带孩子的智慧。
And all this wisdom comes from when I was waiting on God.
主也常常说你要心意更新而变化。
And God often tell me that my mind should be renewed always.
在我高雄的时候，我有分享说我帮孩子做了一个赞美表。
And during my visit in Kaohsiung, I shared about I made a something.
赞美。
赞美 praise表表 will be
a table.
小朋友只要有好行为就可以得一个 check.
Oh, so it's a reward reward 表 So if they do things right, then they will get a one point.
但是小孩的心非常灵巧。
And they are really smart too.
他一下子就把我的表。有一个新的 idea 出现了。
And they came up with their own idea about this table.
他常常抓着我说，妈咪，我今天做了很多好事情哦。
And they will come to me and say, Mom, I really did a lot of good stuff today.
那好，我就帮他 check.
And then I gave them a point.
可是我发现这泛滥了。
And I found out there is some problem about this arrangement.
主告诉我。
And God gave me another idea.
你要换一个方式。
You need to change your method.
他们不再是那么小的小孩子了。
They are not just like a toddler.
我必须要跟他协商。
You need to learn to negotiate with these kids.
我不再是所有的行为都要做 check.
It's not every thing that they do, you give them a point.
我跟他协商有哪一些把他 list 下来，哪一些事情是我们可以做。记号的重点。
And I told them a certain thing or behavior will count as a point only.
那每天如果说可以在应该怎么说比如说一天有八项，你可以做到几项的话，你就可以得到零用钱。
There are eight items. If you can accomplish for certain items, then you will get.Some money.
pocket money.
Oh, pocket money, not just money.
我神也告诉我，我要教他们做一个好的管家。
And God taught me to be a good steward for the household.
我必须要教他们如何理财。
And I taught them how to be a good steward.
我做了这个之后。
After I done this.
小朋友的行为开始在那些我看起来不是很顺眼的事情上面有了改变。
And then I realized there's a change in their behavior, especially those that I don't like.
比如说常常躁动不安啊。
Especially those that they are overactive.
或者是说不专心啊。
And they can't concentrate.
那渐渐的孩子们在一些行为上有比较好一点的进步。
And slowly they seem to be changing to the better.
这是主在我安静的时候告诉我，你要心意更新而变化。
And this is what God, the Lord told me, your mind need to be renewed.
所以在安静等候神当中，从这里面重新得到力量。
So in waiting on God quietly, I receive new strength.
而且在我的行为举止当中。
And in all my in my own action and behaviors.
不再是一个急躁而毛躁的人。
I'm a little bit 急躁 hot temper. It's not hot temper. easily irritated. I think that's probably a better word.
或者是说常常喜欢把功劳往自己身上揽。
I always give myself good thing, you know, credit myself all the good stuff.
所以我觉得在主 这样子一年这样一年多下来的这样子的操练，实在让我的行为当中有很多的改变。然后
And throughout all this year of practice, it really changed my behavior.
在我的家人当中也得到很大的改变。
And even in my family, I see behavior changed.
我回去之后，我开始第一个跟我妹妹分享。
The first thing I share with my sister.
我妹妹非常的羡慕。
And she really liked that.
但是她还不是基督徒。
But she is not yet a Christian.
她的丈夫是。
And her husband is.
那她就去跟她的先生说。
And then she went to her husband and talked about and told him about this.
那她的先生也开始羡慕，也开始有追求。
And then her husband started to hunger after the Lord.
在去年一整年，他们家有一个非常大的祝福。
And last year, throughout the year, there were a great blessing in this house, in their house.
所以，我也跟他介绍了安静等候神。
And I also shared with them about this waiting on God.
今年我们要出门的时候，我的妹妹。
And when I left for Dallas this year, this time.
我妹妹跟赖牧师讨论。
My sister discussed with Pastor Lai.
她要受洗。
She wanted to be baptized.
而且我妈妈也叫我写一张如何祷告送给她。
Even my mom asked me to write her how to pray.
我想这对我妈妈是一个不简单的事情。
It is really not a simple thing for my mom.
因为她拜偶像拜得非常厉害。
She has been idol worshipper for a long time.
所以这是我想得胜也是从这里来的。
And I'm sure the victory comes from our waiting on God too.
是我的分享。
感谢主。很重要的一件事情。
One very important thing.
就是神必须要在我们的生活里面常常出现。
Our God must appear in our life very often.
我们常常把我们的信仰或者我们的事工跟我们的生活分开了。
We often separate our faith from our work and our daily living.
好像我们来到教会我们就需要跟神发生关系。
As if we come to church, then we have this relationship with God.
那么我们回到家里呢，把神就留在教会里面。
And when we go home, we somehow forgot and left God behind.
这是不正常的情形。
This is not normal.
神他从起初他就愿意介入人的生活的各个层面。
Right at the beginning, God wants to participate in all aspects of our life.
因为我们是他所造的。
Because we are created by him.
他知道我们在各方面的需要。
He knows all our needs in all circumstances.
因为他爱我们，他就愿意介入我们生活的每一个层面。
Because he loves him, he wants to come into our life.
He wants to be involved in every area of our life.
Perfect.
这是神所要的。
Yeah, this is what God wants.
所以我们要留意，就是在我们的生活当中。
So we need to pay attention in our life.
怎么样做妻子？
How to be a good wife.
跟丈夫的关系。
Our relationship with our spouse.
丈夫跟妻子的关系。
And the other way around.
怎么样做一个丈夫。
How to be a husband.
怎么样做母亲做父亲。
How to be a mother and a father.
或者是做弟兄和姐妹。
Or a brother and sister.
神他都要介入我们这些关系的里面。
God wants to be involved in all these relationships.
他会教导我们如何来处理这些关系。
He will teach us how to manage all these relationships.
无论在教会中或者在社会上。
Both in the church or in our secular world.
我们所遇到的一个最大的问题。
Well, we found the biggest problem.
就是人际关系的
问题。It is the interpersonal relationship.
其实做事情都很简单，很容易。
Actually, doing things are easy.
所以如何与人相处
？But between people
啊，怎么样能够在生活中能够活出耶稣基督来
？How we can live Jesus Christ in our life？
这是我们需要更加注意的事。
This is what we need to pay attention to。
我说更需要注意。
The more, even more, we should pay attention.
就是因为一直被忽略了。
Because it's being neglected.
如果啊，我们所信的主在我们的生活里面呢，他不能够成为我们的主。
If the Lord that we believe cannot become the Lord of our life,
那他是不是我们的主
？Then you have to ask, is he really our Lord?
所以。我就趁这个机会强调一下，就是我们在生活中与神这样有关系，这是非常重要的。
That's why this is, I want to stress to have this kind of relationship with God in our daily life.
因为我们在生活当中，我们的生命被改变了，我们附近的人就会看到。
Because when our life are changed.And those around us will realize that too.
这个生命改变的见证啊，乃是最有力量的见证。
The testimony of life changed is the most powerful testimony.
你都不需要说什么。
You don't even need to say anything.
人有感觉。
And they can feel it.
人会反应的。
They will react to it.
所以刚才那个香珍姐妹的见证。
Our sister's testimony,
她的妹妹，她的母亲
her sister and her mom.
我听说啊，她的邻居也被她影响改变。
Even her neighbor were being affected.
因为我听说哈、啊，她回去以后，她的先生也受到影响。
Because her husband also was actually influenced.
先生也帮她做饭。
And the husband starting to cook amazingly.
那么他的邻居的太太就问说哎，你怎么做的用什么方法、啊、
问哪一个先生还是太太
他的邻居太太就问他、你
怎么 I see. And her neighbor was so amazed to ask her about her secret to change her husband.
我们应该就是让主耶稣从我们的身上更多活出来。
We should allow Lord Jesus to live more and more through our life.
而且很自然的。
And very naturally.
一点不勉强。
Not forced.
因为神会做的。
Because God will do it.
所以要留心我们在生活中我们跟神的关系。
So we need to really pay attention to the Lord's work in our daily living.
好，那我们下面呢？就请王姐妹来跟我们做见证。
Next, we have Sister Wang to share with us.
她是一位心理治疗的专家，是吧？心理治疗好。
She's 心理治疗psychologist or psychiatrist, as a therapist. Okay.
感谢主哦，今天可以站在这里哦。那我原本担心我的那个。
I really thank God that I can stand right here, and I'm a little bit worried.
我原本担心就是我的那个美签啊是无法通过。
I was afraid that the visa would have some problem.
那我特别请那个子祥啊还有赖牧师为我美签祷告。
And I asked Pastor Lai and 子祥 to pray for me daily.
那我记得啊在美签的时候那个人问我说你要去美国做什么
?Every day I go there and they ask me, why are you going to go to US for?
我说去度蜜月。
And I said, I'm going there for honeymoon.
他问我说 with who?
他说你要跟谁度蜜月？
我说 Jesus.
我说我跟耶稣要度蜜月。
然后他问我说 do you have fantasy?
Have a what?
Fantasy.
Oh, you're going to have, 你有什么样的幻想？是 fantasy.
后来他看到我的职业栏是 clinical psychiatrist.
Yeah, 他发现我是这个心理治疗的一个专家。
然后他就莫名其妙盖了章，让我通过了美签。
I guess you play trick on his mind. Then he just signed the visa without any more questions.
然后他就用个 surprise 很 surprise 动作看着我这样子，就把那个、然后就说 Welcome to America.
And that guy looked at me with really funny looking eyes, and then okay, Welcome to America. That's what he said.
之前我先生他做了很多的功课啊，譬如说啊，在职证明啊。
在职证明什么？工作证明。哦哦，my husband had to do a lot of preparation work like work permit is under work permit I don't know.
Certified profession.
Okay, certified profession.
还有那个财务证明。
And financial statements, I think.
就是一堆的文件。
Yeah, a lot of documents were required.
结果一张都没有用到。
At the end, none of these were required at all.
我觉得就是我先生发现第一个发现我改变是我先生。
The first person that realized I changed was my husband.
我记得特会结束之后，我看到他是抱着他的。
The first thing that I did after the retreat is that I hugged him.
我先生说你发生什么事
And he was shocked and saying, what happened to you?
他说他的财产都是已经放在我的名下了。
I already gave me all the, no, my bank account. Why are you doing this?
为什么我对他这么好
Why are you so good to me now?
我印象中在特会的第二天
And I had this, I realized in my second day, second day retreat in Kaohsiung.
我早上一起来看到天空是这么的蓝，那个叶子是这么的绿。
And in the morning, I wake up and see everything seemed to be so green and bright.
说不出来的喜乐。
It's full of joy.
我先生看到我这么大的改变。
And my husband saw a great change in my life.
早上我都是踢他下床的。以前
I used to kick him out of the bed.
我现在我灵修之后我会做早餐给他吃
But now I after my devotion I actually cook a breakfast for him.
感谢主
Praise God.
今天早上临时被告知要出来做见证
I was actually picked this morning just this morning to share.
心里有些恐惧
I'm a little bit afraid.
因为没有准备
I didn't really prepare well.
以前在教会做见证
Before when I testify in the church.
都要禁食预备一个月
I used to really do a lot of preparation work like fasting, prayer and things like that.
因为那是三千人的教会
Because it was a big church, 3,000 people.
生怕说出不合人心意的话。
I was afraid that I was saying something improper.
对弟兄姊妹会有亏损。
And then really, not doing something harmful.
有一次在安静等候时。
I was when I was actually waiting on God.
发现是内心的骄傲。
And I realized it was a pride within me.
因为我在教会的身份是协谈督导。
协谈督导。Oh, I was because in the church I was supervising the church.
还在教会演讲，是要收费的。
And I even gave a speech and that speech is actually has fee on it for it.
后来神借了那一次安静等候神对付我内心的骄傲。
In that waiting on God, God actually confronted me about my pride.
今天早上四点，神告诉我。
In this morning at 4 a.m., God told me one thing.
你今天会做见证。
And he told me that you were going to testify today.
我猜会是下星期吧。
I thought it's going to be next week.
因为我想说这星期大牧师都在这里。
And I thought all the big pastors are here this week.
应该都是他们在做见证。
They will take up all the spaces.
所以我就没有预备。
So I wasn't preparing.
我是个心理治疗师。
I'm clinical psychologist.
专门在做心理治疗。
And I'm especially working in the psychic thing.
这几年在灵粮系统做协谈的工作。
And I'm serving in the 灵粮教会灵粮 church.
我会参加牧师的安静等候神。
And I always participate in this pastoral staff's waiting on God.
是我们教会的师母，她在教内在生活的时候。
when Ismail, our church pastor's wife, she was teaching on waiting on God.
她形容如果如果周金海牧师是大师的话。
She described if Pastor Chow is what? Grandmaster. Oh, grandmaster like martial arts.
他就是是一只小蚂蚁。
And he will be like a little ant.
因此我是慕名而来的。
慕名而来是 Oh, so he is famous, I'm not nobody, you know.
在聚会中
in the meeting.
在高雄聚会中
in the meeting 高雄。
看到周牧师就是坐在那里。
And I just see Reverend Chow sitting there.
没有讲章。
There is no speech chishi, you know.
什么都没有。
He has nothing in front of him.
我无法画重点。
I couldn't write down any points.
心里有些焦虑。
And I was a little really concerned about this.
问我花钱值得吗？
And I was asking myself, is really the money worth?
打开周牧师的课本。
And when I opened his book,
又看不懂。
I couldn't understand a thing at all.
更加焦虑。
I was even more anxious.
这是我要的 style 吗？
Is this what I really want?
后来开始操练，安静等候神。
But then when I started practicing the waiting on God,
我就睡着了。
And then I found someone else in during my sleep.
可是那个灵不断的在 touch 到我的心。
But the Holy Spirit continued to work in my heart.
每次聚会我都在流泪。
Every time when I in the meeting I start to weep.
当我看到子祥在带敬拜的时候。
And when I found Sister 子祥Mercy, when she was leading the worship.
心里很震撼。
I was really 震撼 ，shock or、yeah.
因为她没有受过诗班训练。
Because she never have any training on worship.
怎么可以带特会
？How could she be leading a meeting like this呢？
但我一次又一次被圣灵充满。
And I was. Oh, and then how come the Holy Spirit keep on filling her?
心里有说不出来的喜乐。
And she's filled with joy.
发现以前我对神。
And I realized that I was.
我像个奴仆。
I was like a servant.
不断的为他做工。
Continue to work for him.
后来发现。
And then I realized I was wrong.
原来我可以当他的孩子。
I can become his child.
我哭到不行。
And I just keep on weeping.
回台北前
Before I return to Taipei,
我带两个孩子给周牧师祷告
And I brought my children to be prayed for by Reverend Chow.
牧师突然说要为我祷告
And then he turned to me and he prayed for me instead.
我心里想说赚到了
And I see this is really a big bonus.
我说主啊愿他祷告一定要成真
Because what he prayed for will come true.
他其中说一句话说从今天开始你都要听到神的声音。
And one of the things he says, from there, today on, you will hear God's voice.
当时我泪就流下来了。
And I was weeping right there.
后来我真的开始听得到神的声音。
And I started to hear God's voice.
我担心失去听不到神的声音。
I was worried that I will not continue to hear God's voice.
我就开始每天听诗歌。
And then I continued to listen to Christian music.
连坐车也是。
And even when I was in the car.
什么事情都要跟神说话。
Every day I speak to the Lord.
记得来美国的时候。
Before I came to US.
我想买轻便的衣服。
I want to buy a clothing. Oh, just a traveling clothes.
后来我问神说神啊哪里又有便宜质感又好又可以带来的衣服。
And I asked God where I can find bargains.
后来我就买了像这样的衣服一件100块。
Then I bought this, what I'm wearing now, for 100 Taiwanese dollar. Okay. Which I don't know what.
没想到五分钟就搞定了。
And in 5 minutes, everything is done.
后来我把这一套安静等候神用在我的鞋坛。
And then, oh, then I use this waiting on God in my own practice. Counseling practice, okay.
歇坛之前，我都会先在歇坛室祷告。
And every time I will pray before the session.
等待病人进来。
And before I bring the patient in.
当病人进来时。
When the patient comes in.
我会要求他跟我一起安静等候神十分钟。
I'll ask the patient to wait on God together for 10 minutes.
我告诉他这十分钟是不算钱的。
I told him this 10 minutes is free.
因为我们五十分钟是2000块。
Because every minute counts as a dollar or something, or two. Very expensive.
发觉当圣灵触摸到人的灵的时候。
When I found that when Holy Spirit touches our heart.
有的病人在苦难中可以带着他们敬拜赞美神。
And I found that even these patients in their affliction, they can praise God and thank God.
人的心就柔软。
And their heart were softened.
人们看为稀奇。
And we find that this is really amazing.
就问我说你的神在哪里。
And they asked me, where is your God?
我要跟你去。
I want to go with you.
今天早上神要我做两个见证。
This morning God wanted me to share two testimonies.
有一个尼姑来找我做心理治疗。
There is a female monk, came to a nun, a man, monk, for Chinese. Monk is a male, is a, okay, any female came to for counseling.
我也带她安静等候神。
I asked her to really meditate, not meditate, waiting on God as well.
他说他看到我心中有一个菩萨。
And she said in her vision she saw a Buddha in my heart.
我拿起十字架说这个爱是从上帝来的。
And I took my cross and I said this love comes from Jesus.
他哭了。
And she started to cry.
我也哭了。
And I wept too.
这是我第一次拥抱尼姑。
This is the first time I hug a nun.
感觉那个上帝的爱大大浇灌在那个尼姑身上。
And I felt God's love falling upon this woman.
发觉原来以前传福音是用言语传的。
Before I share gospel with my words.
原来是用生命传的。
And now I realize is sharing with our life.
感谢主，因为以前被教导看到尼姑好像看到撒旦一样。
Unfortunately, I was taught that when I see a nun, I saw a Satan himself.
都会奉耶稣基督的名。
I had to, in Jesus' name, drive out the demon.
拿撒勒的宝剑。
I had to take out the sword of Holy Spirit, and even the really commanded to leave.
没想到这一次神爱就这样充满他。
And I didn't realize that God's love actually filled this woman.
第二个见证是有一个姊妹。
And another testimony is from a sister.
她跟她男朋友同居是大家都知道的事情。
She was living with her boyfriend. Everybody knows it.
当然也发生婚前性行为。
Of course, they were having an extramarital affair.
她知道这个是错误的。
And she knew that it was wrong.
可是她小组长不知道该怎么帮她。
But she was actually a leader in the church.And she didn't know what to do.
小组长怕得罪他。
And the leader was afraid to offend her.
因为他带很多人信主。
Because she was actually bringing many people to Christ.
担心他生气的话。
And she was, they were, she, they were afraid that they might offend her or with, well, anyway.
会把这一群人带走。
And that she will actually bring this new converts away from the church.
后来介绍他来找我协谈。
And then the leader actually asked her to come to see me.
我也是带他安静等候神十分钟。
And I also did the same thing, asking her to wait on God for 10 minutes.
当他看表的时候。
When she looked at the watch.
我说前面不计费。
不
用算钱。
First 10 minutes doesn't count.
后来很奇妙，他就大叫。
And then she all of a sudden starting to shout.
我以为她是不是要吐了。
I thought she was going to vomit.
原本要拿那个呕吐袋给她。
I was going to give, bring the bag and the red one.
以为是那个淫乱的灵从她身上。
I thought it was a spirit of adultery coming out from her.
当心里暗自窃喜的时候。
Oh, and I was actually quite joyful with, secretly.
以为我的功夫加深了。
I thought my kung fu was now, much more powerful now.
不用做医治释放。
I don't even need to do the deliverance.
他里面的东西就出来了。
And the spirit just came out of him, her.
原来他告诉我说。
And then the Lord told me.
神告诉他。
God actually told her.
信与不信不可以同父一二。
And God told her that the believer and unbeliever should not share the same yoke.
他当场跪在地上痛哭满面。
And she knelt down right there and wept.Before the Lord.
其实这些真理他都知道。
Although she knew about all these truths.
他就是做不出来。
But she just couldn't have strength to do it.
之前他被医治释放过。
She had a deliverance session before.
被圣灵充满过。
And she was filled with the Holy Spirit before.
仍然犯罪。
But she continued to be in sin.
他很痛苦。
She was so, sorrowful.
曾经有小组长告诉他说。
There was a leader who told her.
你在犯罪
you are sinning,
就把你赶出教会
we will kick you out of church,
她更加痛苦
and she felt even more badly.
那一次安静等候神
after that waiting on God,
她第一次听到神对她说话
she first time heard about God talking to her.
回去之后
after she returned,
她跟她男朋友分手
and then she separated from her boyfriend.
奇妙的她男朋友在另外一个教会也决志信主
and amazingly that her former boyfriend also became a Christian in the other church.
自从开始操练安静等候神
after I start practicing on waiting on God,
我非常期待每天跟神约会
I really look forward to that time with the Lord.
当孩子九点半去睡觉的时候晚上
every night when our children go to sleep at nine o'clock,
我就开始放诗歌。
I starting to play music, Christian music.
做打扫的工作。
Starting to clean up the house.
非常享受其中。
And I really enjoy that time.
也很期待隔天早上与神约会。
And I also look forward to next morning's time with the Lord.
我常跪在神面前泪流不止。
I often kneel before the Lord weeping.
在教会主日时。
In during the Sunday service,
我也在敬拜里面泪流不止。
And I just keep on weeping before the Lord.
同工以为我是不是受了很大的伤害。
Our co-worker thought that I was being hurt.
过来拍拍我。
And came to comfort me.
说你还好吧。
Asking me how are you doing.
我当时就对他说。
And I told them.
其实是你也可以用你的灵来敬拜神。
You can also meet the Lord in your spirit.
灵就触摸你。
God will touch you.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all enjoy these testimonies.
We all, 我们都很享受这些见证。
Hallelujah. 因为我们看到神的作为。
Because we see God's work.
神会进到我们的生活里。
He will come into our daily life.
他也会进到我们的职业和工作里面。
He will come into our work in our family.
我刚才说过，他何等愿意参与，或者说介入我们生活的每一个层面。
He is so eager to be involved in every single detail of our life.
我们只有这样，我们才知道我们所信的神是又真又活的。
In this way, we will know that our God is a living God.
所以圣经说的他是永生神。
The Bible says he is a living God, everlasting living God.
英文就是翻译成 the living God, 就是活的神。其他世界上所拜的哈，都是死的神，是过去。
All the other gods in this world are dead gods.
或者说哑巴偶像。
Or milk god, they are idols.
那我们所信的万军之耶和华后来成为肉身耶稣基督。
the one we believe is the Lord of a host, and he became Jesus.
我们所信的父神、子神还有灵神，这三位一体的神。
We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们说，除他以外再没有神了。
God Bible says, beside him there is no other God.
是他奇妙的作为。
Because of his wonderful work.
所以我一再的强调说，我们要更多的认识他。
So I keep on emphasizing that we must know him better.
认识他就是得着他。
To know him is to find him. No. To have him.
认识他, knowing him is having him.
Mm-hmm.
And having him means possessing him. You possess him. You own him. And then when you possess God, you become a rich person, really rich person in the world. 在这个世界上，你就成为一个富有的人。
You become a rich person in this world.
那你随时可以有需要的人到你面前来，你都可以把神介绍给他。
So any needy person come to you, we can share.To them, with them about God.
有的时候真的你不需要说什么。
Sometimes you don't have to say too many words.
我觉得王姐妹这个方法很好，先带人呐，安静十分钟。
I really found that Sister Wang's method is really a good method.
你们呢，如果有人要来找你们帮助哈，你们不要先说什么做什么，就带他安静十分钟。
If someone come to you for help, just don't talk, say too many things. Bring them to, and have them wait on God first.
你知道这什么意思吗?
What does it mean?
这个意思就是说，神你来做。
That means that Lord, please come and do yourself.
如果神要来做的话，还有难成的事吗?
If God is going to do it, is there anything too difficult for him?
人不能做的，做不到的，神能够做。
Things that we cannot do, God can do it.
所以这个方法我想大家都可以采用。
I think this is a method that everybody can apply in their life.
我知道我在DC 牧会二十多年。
I remember when I was pastoring in the DC for 20 years.
我遇到问题的时候。
Every time I find difficulties.
我就来等候神。
I wait before the Lord.
我没有开会。
Well, I didn't have meetings.
因为你要开同工会，越开问题越多。
The more meeting you have, the more problem, trouble you got.
那我就跟神来相会。
So I go to God first.
很奇妙的，那个很多时候那个问题就解决。
Amazingly, things just disappear by itself.
而且人的态度啊，就这样很奇妙的就转变。
And people's behavior changed.
所以我在说，我们的神是又真又活的神。
Again, I repeat, our living God is true and living God.
去年五月我们在 Dallas 有特会的时候。
Last year when we have our conference.
我跟弟兄姐妹说，你们来 Dallas 啊，不是做别的，不是受训练。
I told my brother and sister, you come to Dallas not for training.
乃是和耶稣度蜜月。
Rather to come here to have honeymoon with our Lord.
所以我们王姐妹今年第一次来，也是和耶稣度蜜月。
So our sister coming here is also coming for a honeymoon time with the
Lord. 而且她竟然告诉那个签证的官员，她要来跟耶稣度蜜月。
She even told the custom officer that she's coming for a honeymoon.
可能因为他这一句话，那个美签就给他了。
Probably because of that, those words that the visa was granted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
耶稣的名字之一是奇妙。
One of the name of the Lord is wonderful.
他的名字是奇妙测试。
His name is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
测试忘掉。
Counselor.
A counselor, 对。
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus my Lord, He is the mighty King. Everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus my Lord. 你知道这些诗歌都是人经历了耶稣的奇妙才写出来，那么让那些有同样经历的人也可以来唱，就是说他就是这么奇妙。
All these songs were written after people experienced God himself.
Hallelujah.
And they wrote these for us also experience.
还有一个英文歌，我不知道你们会不会。
There's another English song.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He.Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Hallelujah. 在纽约
In New York,
有一个我们跟我们有关系的一个教会。
A church that is related to us.
它是德国人的背景。
It's actually a German origin.
有一个姐妹，她是讲德文也讲英文的。
There was a sister who were able to speak German as well as English.
她常常在聚会里面呢、她常常在聚会里面呢、用一个德文字。
She often used a German word during the meeting.
Wunderbar.
Sounds
charming. Wunderbar.
She always say Wunderbar.
那个英文就是 Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar. Wonderful, hallelujah. 好，我们要常常说主耶稣就是那么奇妙，那么奇妙。
We should always say our Lord is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 也许我们还有十分钟哈，给请一位牧师来做见证。这一位牧师就是台湾龙潭巡理会的蔡良智牧师，他是第一次来达拉斯，那他有参加我们一月在台湾中立的那个特会，我们想请他跟我们分享一些他的心得。蔡牧师
，In the next few 10 minutes, we would like to invite a pastor from Taiwan to share his testimony.
Hallelujah.
感谢神带领我来到这里。
I thank God for bringing me here.
也感谢神让我能够在当中有学习。
And to allow me to learn from in this camp.
刚刚周牧师带领我们唱到哪一首《神是奇妙的》
When Pastor Chow brought led us to sing that song, God is wonderful.
回想过去，真的是神很奇妙的带领。
I really remember how God led me.
我在牧会有12年。
I pastored for 12 years.
在牧会的当中有许多的艰辛跟艰难。
I experienced good and not so good experiences.
在今年的年初的时候。
In the beginning of this year.
在台湾中立举办的这个特会，其实我刚开始并不是很留意。
The beginning, I wasn't quite sure I wanted to go to this meeting in 中立。
因为我对这方面并没有很深的认识跟了解。
I didn't have a real knowledge about this teaching.
那是因为师母她特别告诉我说，这个你可以参加。
But my wife told me that you should go to this meeting.
其实师母在这方面都一直在提醒我。
My wife always reminded me that I should go into this.
像之前他曾经买了一本书叫做更深经历耶稣基督。
She bought a book called Experience God, Jesus Even More Deeply.
那是盖恩夫人写的一本书。
It's a book by Madame Guillon.
那在前一阵子才翻译成中文。
Not only recently that the book was translated into Chinese.
但是我看不懂。
I read it and I couldn't understand a word.
我不晓得那里面到底 到底是什么的内容，我不是很能够进入那个里面。
I just couldn't appreciate what she is talking about.
那我看到这个特会写的日期是有五天。
And about this meeting in 中立 it was 5 days meeting.
我就想说五天这么长的时间怎么可能呢？
And I thought, 5 days, so long, how could that be possible?
那我是不是教会的事情就不要做了？
And does that mean that I drop everything in the church?
我就想到说我自己的性格就是一直会把服事放作我的一个很重心。
According to my personality, I always put service as the most important.
好像我就是必须要一直在那个服事的里面。
As if I always have to be doing something for the Lord.
好像没有那个服事呢，就会有心理的控告一样。
And if I don't do that, it seems to be accusation in my heart.
让我没有办法能够放得下来。
So I couldn't put it down.
但是师母呢，就鼓励我说，还是要去参加。
And she encouraged me, continued to encourage that I should go.
那我就报了名。
So I registered.
就跟师母一起去参加。
And I went together with my wife.
那这个特会呢，是早上、下午跟晚上。
And this meeting has 3 sessions during the day.
我本来想说。
And I thought first.
如果有事情我就绕跑一两堂应该没有关系。
I thought if I have something else to do, I'll probably just, going through the back door and going somewhere else.
但是当我到达那个会场的时候。
But when I arrived at that place,
我就真的被那样的一个属灵的空气给吸引住了。
And I was drawn by that spiritual atmosphere in that area, in that place.
那我看到周牧师在那边分享。
And I saw Pastor Chow sharing.
我就很专心的听。
And I was listening intently for what he's saying.
甚至于那一段时间我也没有特别说要做什么笔记。
And I didn't feel that I need to write down the,
但是之前曾经要求我们要看他的书。
But he did ask us to read his book before we come.
所以呢有一些概念。
So I have some idea what he's saying.
经过他这样的一个解说跟教导。
After his explanation and teaching,
就让我更加的能够去体会。
So I was slowly understanding about this.
这是在我十二年牧会当中所认为特别的丰富的地方。
And this is after my 12 years of ministry, I felt that this is there's a fullness in that place.
上帝就在我的心里面呢做了奇妙的工。
And the Lord was doing a wonderful work in my heart.
好像我的灵就被开启了。
And it seems that my heart was opened up.
但是在这个开启的当中，不但是看到上帝他的作为。
And in this opening up of my spirit, I not only saw God's work.
其实跟前面两位姐妹所提到的是一样的。
And it's actually exactly the same the sisters shared.
那个就是一个骄傲。
I saw my pride.
我就想到说。
And I thought myself.
在那个聚会当中有一个晚上
in a particular night
记得那个领会的牧师曾经告诉我们说
and the pastor who is leading told us one thing
今天会有特别的祷告
there is a special prayer today
他就要求我们在座的牧师
and he asked all the pastors in that meeting
在晚上来的时候
when they come in during the night
晚上聚会我们是不需要带名牌的。
At night you don't need to wear the badge.
是外面的人也都可以参加。
Everyone is welcome.
所以他就请我们能够预备心，如果有什么祷告的话，我们就牧者。
So he asked us to prepare our heart and ask all the pastors.
就协助来服侍这一些参加的人。
To minister to these people who are coming.
也就是说，当祷告的时候，牧师可以站在会众的后面。
It means that during the prayer session, the pastor can stand behind all these people who are being ministered to.
如果有人需要服侍的话
，if those who need to be ministered,
你就可以轻轻的拍他
，you can actually just tap on their back,
告诉他你后面有人在服侍你
，to tell them that you're safe, you can lie down.
纵使有什么状况，你都不用怕。
So anything that can happen, you don't have to worry.
那一天晚上
，that night,
就是牧师开始要带领我们祷告
and the pastor is starting to lead us to prayer
我就照着领会的牧师的教导
so I just follow the instruction
然后提醒 提醒。
And some of the things that he told us.
我就留意说，看需要站在谁的后面。
Then I look at it and saw which person I should stand behind him.
但是在进行的时候。
But when the things starting to go forward.
上帝作为是很奇妙的。
God's word is just wonderful.
因为我本来想说要去服侍别人。
I thought that I was going to minister to someone else.
但是后来呢？突然我发现有人站在我后面。
And then I realized there was someone else behind me.
我那时候就想说。
And I thought to myself.
哎，我是牧师哎。
I am a pastor.
你怎么站在我后面呢？
Why are you thinking? I mean, I'm a pastor.
后来呢？因为晚上是不需要带名牌的。
Because you don't need to wear a badge.
我想说，如果带名牌，你就知道我是牧师了。
Now, if you knew I was wearing a badge, then you know that I'm a pastor.
原来上帝要对付我这个骄傲。
I knew that at that time that God wanted to confront me that my pride.
我那一天呢，我祷告都祷告不出来。
I couldn't do a prayer at all that night.
完全祷告不出来。
I just couldn't say a word at all.
直到我在神的面前把那个骄傲的罪在向他承认。
Until I confess my sin of pride.
然后那天神就透过周牧师在讲在教导的时候曾经讲过的一句话。
And then God used a word that Pastor Chow told us.
他说你必须要放松。
And we should let go.
你要在神的面前完全的放松。
We should just lose ourselves before the Lord.
当这句话进来的时候。
And when this word came into my heart.
整个的灵就通畅了。
And since something just was opened up.
我就看到我在一个好像在一个像大海的那样的一个光景里面。
And I saw myself in some kind of an ocean.
然后整个人就浮在上面。
I saw myself floating in this ocean.
我根本不需要出力。
I didn't have to do anything at all.
因为那个浮力会把你撑住的。
Because the water of this ocean was allowing me to float.
上帝就好像把那个活水涌流在我的心里面。
And it seems that God is flowing this river of light into myself.
然后那个祷告的灵就出来了。
And the spirit of prayer just came out of me.
我就觉得非常的喜乐。
I was so full of joy.
我可以不看我自己到底是什么样的身份。
I didn't have to see who I am.
我只要完全的放松，就在神的里面。
All I need is to let go and let God.
就好像诗篇有讲到一句，就好像诗篇有讲到一句话说，
just like Psalm says,
我的心平静安稳。
My heart is resting.
好像断了奶的婴孩。
Just like a weaned child.
在母亲的怀里。
In the mother's bosom.
就是这么的一个轻松。
So rest, so easy.
就是这么一个释放。
It's so liberating.
那这个是在我在这个是我一个灵里面的一种神开启了我的心眼。
God actually revealed this in my spirit.
也是神让我学习到的功课。
It's one lesson that God want me to learn.
之后这一段时间我都一直神圣经上说万事都互相效力。
Bible says that all things works together.
神就让我接触到许多这方面的教导。
And God allow me to be exposed to this type of teaching.
不管是从书上。
Not only from the book.
或者是光碟片。
Or even from a CD.
我就发现在操作在学习在操练的时候
I learned that from during the practice
真的是有很大的改变。
And there's really a big change.
那我早上起来我都会先安静等候神。
So first thing I do when I wake up I'll wait on God.
那我们家的小孩
And then my children
一个是12岁一个是14岁。
One is 12 years old another one is 14 years old.
他们早上去学校呢，我都会帮他们接送到学校去。
I will take them to school every morning.
因为他们是两个女孩。
They are both girls.
但是自从这样的一个操练呢，我发现跟孩子之间的亲子关系也有很大的改变。
Since I learned to wait on God, I find that there is a change also between our relationship with my wife and the children.
那么我们知道，在这个阶段的小孩就是有一种所谓的叛逆期。
And children at this age is starting to have this rebellious attitude.
有时候他们的情绪反应呢， 不是我能够控制的。
Some of their emotional response is beyond my expectation.
但是当我等候神的时候
，And when I start waiting on God,
神就会让我有适当的话语
，And God gave me the proper word to say,
来跟他们对话
，And to tell them,
就不会造成那一种很大的激烈的震荡。
And this word will not create a confrontational situation.
在服事的方面。
During my ministry,
我也看到有极大的改变。
And also saw great changes.
前几天林牧师有分享到。
A few days ago, Pastor Lee has shared.
那我们预备讲章呢，常常也需要花时间。
And when we prepare our sermon, we have to spend a lot of time.
但是自从学习了这一个属灵的功课
，Since I learned this lesson of waiting on God,
我发现神的话语不再像以前那么的一个。孤燥跟好像很硬的那种感觉。
I find God's word is not that dry and hard.
这并不是说神的话语是本身是孤燥的。
It's not that God's word is dry.
而是让我看到，原来我以前是这样的一个心，没有够柔软。所以当圣灵帮助我的时候，我再去看神的话，再去讲神的道。
But then when Holy Spirit shine His light on my heart, and when I see the God's word.
就有极大的不一样。
And I saw it's so different now.
在我今年，应该说前一两年。
Actually, 2 years ago.
我们教会曾经发生算是一个很大的伤害。
And actually, there were a big hurtful thing event that actually happened in our church.
甚至我认为它可能会造成分裂。
And I thought that there was going to be a split in the church.
那么在那件事情之后，其实我的心也造成了很大的伤害。
After that situation, my heart was also hurt.
那我经过这样一个等候，安静等候之后
，After I learned to wait on God,
神也医治了我的伤口。
God also healed my hurts.
甚至于在我们在教会的当中，
even in the church,
其中有一个会友。
And there was a member.
本来对我是很抵挡的。
And he was actually has some problem towards me.
但是当我学习了这个属灵的功课
，But after I learned this spiritual lesson,
在分享神的道的时候
，When I shared God's word,
我就发现带来了极大的改变。
And I found there is a big change in my own sermon.
有一次讲完道下来
，And once after I preaching,
他主动的来跟我说
，He came by himself to me.
他感受到神与我同在。
He felt that God was with me.
这是就他来讲是不能够服在权柄之下的一个愿意降服。
And now he can actually submit himself under God's authority.
但是更重要的是
，And the most important thing is，
我学习到我必须要专注在神的身上。
And I learned that I need to fix my eyes on Jesus.
不管别人称赞也好
doesn't matter whether people say good things about me
或者是批评也好
or criticize about me
我都愿意先回到神的面前来
I always go to the Lord first
来仰望他
to look to him
注目在他的身上
to fix our eyes, my eyes on him
我就发现说
and I realize
只要我的眼目
as long as my eyes
有哪一个时刻
As in any moment,
没有注目在耶稣的身上
and it's not on the Lord,
我就没有办法能够得到那种平静安稳
then I will not have that strength and the calmness in my heart.
我感谢神带领我来到这边
and I really thank God to bring me here.
圣经上讲说神为我们神所做的
and Bible says that what God is doing
是我们眼未曾看
is something we never seen before.
眼未曾听的
Years never heard.
我觉得上帝真的是做新事的神。
The Lord is really a God who does new things.
我能够两个礼拜来到这里。
I can come here for 2 weeks.
我年初的时候我说要5天我都觉得不可能。
In the beginning of this year, I said even 5 days impossible.
更何况要两个礼拜。
Even now talking about 2 weeks.
但是上帝好像操练我这个信心。
But then God seems to be training my faith.
也让我能够去经历他自己。
And to experience him.
而且我今年还是带着师母一起来。
And this year I even brought my own wife.
我觉得刚开始的时候，我本来想说，因为我这一段时间本来还有另外一个服事。
At the beginning, actually, during this time, I have another ministry that I need to take care of.
那是我们差会安排的。
It's our sending agency that is arranging.
那是冲突的。
And there was a conflict between the two.
但是后来我的领受是应该来这里。
And but then I felt led by God to come here.
那神也很奇妙的安排，把那个给挪开了。
And God wonderfully changed the conflict.
那我跟师母一起过来
，so I came with my wife。
我也觉得很享受在整个的敬拜当中
，I really enjoy in the during the worship。
整个学习的里面
，during a learning session。
刚刚也提到说，好像跟有一个姐妹分享到跟神度蜜月
，and a sister just mentioned really having a honeymoon with the Lord Jesus。
确实，我也是跟师母一起来跟神度蜜月。
And I really felt that I came with my wife to have this honeymoon time with my Lord.
因为我们结婚的16周年就是在这个两个礼拜之内的。
Whoa. Because this week is, these 2 weeks are our 16th anniversary.
我觉得这是让我们能够重新得力的一个很好的领受。
This is really a good occasion to renew our strength in the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank God.
荣耀归给他。
Praise Him.
我们要为蔡牧师祷告，还有他的教会，让他这次领受的更多，而且能够带回去，让他的教会啊也能够更兴旺、更丰盛，这样能够得着更多的人。我想我们一起来为他祷告。
We're going to pray for the pastor.For his church, so that he will receive even more this time to bring it back to his church.
Let's stand
up.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba 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 Shandara Karada Pancha. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.Hallelujah. 主啊，你在蔡牧师身上还有他的教会里已经动了善功，你必亲自的要继续的做，要来成全，让他的服事还有他的教会越来越成为一个合神心意的教会和服事，让他因着更多的等候你，住在你的里面，能够结果子更多，并且让他的果子是永远长存的。哦，哈利路亚！让他这次回去以后，真的丰丰富富的，能够带走你所为他预备的，因为你实在为爱你的人所预备的太丰富，眼睛没有看见，耳朵没有听见，也是人心没有想到的，但是却是丰富的。让他带着这个丰富能够回去，而且你要透过他这个教会，能够真的把祝福带给其他的教会。恩高他修罗波下，恩高他圣灵更多的充满他，哦，智慧启示的灵更多领导他，主啊，让他的话语完全从天上来的，从圣灵来的，让他成为圣灵的出口，让他成为活水江河的一个管道。哈利路亚，哦，谢谢主耶稣，谢谢主耶稣，把他交托给你，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿们，阿们，哈利路亚。我们继续站住，要为他们两位姐妹，尤其那个王姐妹，王中英姐妹，赞美主。你们把手伸出来，请你走到前面来，赞美。我觉得好，他的服事很重要，他的服事非常重要，很。这是神拣选他，把他放在这个地位上。你要知道，他跟我们做牧师的哈没有什么两样，只是名字上个人的责任不一样，但是神的呼召、神的托付是一样的，让他真的能够把他所领受的啊，让他越来越多，而且呢，能够真的让更多的人。更多的人能够看到那个神与他同在，这位又真又活的神与他同在，而被吸引到神那里去， 伸出手来，哈利路亚。哦，加巴巴巴巴巴拉班丹达拉嘎拉达班山多罗格罗杰，嘎达拉拉班多格罗，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美你。主耶稣，你亲自按手在王姐妹的身上。主耶稣，你所呼召他要做的这一份的工作，在人看来，主啊，是有职业上的不同，但是在你看来是一样的，主啊，因为基本上，主啊，人要看见你的荣耀，看见你的作为，看见你不但能够医治人的的心理上的问题，身体上的毛病，主啊，你能够改变人的生命，主啊，你能够行更大的神迹，主啊，你如何的改变了他，你要来使用他，能够改变更多的人，叫我们看见你的荣耀，主啊，祝福他，祝福他的家，祝福他两个孩子，但愿继续在他们家里头做那个生命的改变的工作，叫你的荣耀充满在这个家，也能透过这个家能够照耀出去，真的让耶稣基督那个神荣耀所发的光辉也能够在这个家里面呢能够发射出去，祝福他手中的工作，你与他同工，与他同在，使他的工作更加容易，更加精神，而且能够看到更多的效果，正如你所说的，住在你里面的这个人就多结果子，好叫我们的父得的荣耀，哈利路亚，让他在这段期间实在是跟主更加的亲密，实在是这一段是一个蜜月的期间，主啊，不但是这一段时间你要保守他，以后一直的主啊，在这个蜜月期间里头跟耶稣在一起，保守他，主啊，保守他两个孩子十分的平安，主啊，主耶稣，你也祝福相争姐妹，她在家里的见证，她在孩子们身上的工作，让她的结果子更多，哈利路亚，哦，谢谢您，继续做工，你还在改变我们，我们把荣耀归给您，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们阿们，我曾经请坐哈。我曾经一再的这样提醒弟兄姐妹，就是每一个人都要留意，在这些聚会当中，神向你说话，神在你身上做工。
I repeatedly remind my brothers and sisters that we should pay close attention to what God is doing in our life.
即使你在聚会中没有任何的感觉
even if you don't feel anything during the meeting,
你还是要相信神在你身上做工。
You must believe that God is working in you.
我们从王姐妹的见证的里面知道
from Sister Wang's testimony, we know,
神在她身上的改变呢，是她离开特会以后更加的显著。
And God's work in her life is even more visible after she returned.
其实神的工作在特会里已经开始了。
God has already begun his work during the meeting.
可是只是当时他还不知道。
At that moment, she didn't necessarily realize that.
当神更多领导他的时候。
But when God came even more upon her.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
当神更多领导他的时候。
When God came upon her.
他就看见了更多。
Then she will see more.
发现了就更多。
She will discover even more.
所以我们每一个人都要留意。
So,
因为神他不偏待人。
Yeah, so each one of us, you really pay attention because God is not partial.
他真的要改变我们每一个人。
Because He is going to change each one of us here.
甚至连孩子他都要改变。
Even the children, He is going to do that.
我们要有这个信心。
We must have this faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Amen.
那现在我们用一首诗歌来结束我们上午的聚会。